"Pardon me, sir," I went on, "but that's merely the freedom that every prisoner has, the freedom to pace his cell. That's not enough for us." "Nevertheless, it will have to do." "What? We must give up seeing our homeland, friends, and relatives ever again?" "Yes, sir. But giving up that intolerable earthly yoke that some men call freedom is perhaps less painful than you think." "By thunder!" Ned Land shouted. "I'll never promise I won't try getting out of here." "I didn't ask for such a promise, Mr. Land," the commander replied coldly. "Sir," I replied, flaring up in spite of myself, "you're taking unfair advantage of us. This is sheer cruelty." "No, sir, it's an act of mercy. You're my prisoners of war. I've cared for you when, with a single word, I could plunge you back into the ocean depths. You attacked me. You've just stumbled on a secret no living man must probe, the secret of my entire existence.